Recorded Books Incorporated presents an unabridged recording of The Terminal Man by Michael Crichton, narrated by George Wilson. This work is copyrighted 1972 by Michael Crichton. This recording is copyrighted 1999 by Recorded Books Incorporated. Harry Benson suffers from violent seizures. He no longer is in control of his own mind. He blacks out, and when he awakes, someone has been hurt. Now his behavior has become so unpredictable that he requires a police guard when entering a Los Angeles hospital for treatment. The head of neurosurgery there is convinced he can cure Benson through a procedure known as Stage 3, though it's never been done before. But is Harry Benson the right man for such an experiment? And now, The Terminal Man.
Tuesday, March 9th, 1971. Admission. Chapter 1. They came down to the emergency ward at noon and sat on the bench just behind the swinging doors that led in from the ambulance parking slot. Ellis, the senior man, was tense, preoccupied, distant. The younger man, Morris, was eating a candy bar. He crumpled the wrapper into the pocket of his white jacket. From where they sat, they could look at the sunlight outside, falling across the big sign that said, Emergency Ward, and the smaller sign that said, No Parking, Ambulances Only. In the distance, they heard sirens.
Is that him? Ellis asked.
Morris checked his watch.
I doubt it. It's too early.
They sat on the bench and listened to the sirens come closer. Ellis removed his glasses and wiped them with his tie. One of the emergency ward nurses, a girl Morris did not know by name, came over and said brightly,
Is this the welcoming committee?
Ellis squinted at her. Morris said, We'll be taking him straight through. Do you have his chart down here? The nurse said,
Yes, I think so, doctor.
And walked off looking irritated. Ellis sighed. He replaced his glasses and frowned at the nurse.
I suppose the whole damned hospital knows.
It's a pretty big secret to keep.
The sirens were very close now. Through the windows they saw an ambulance back into the slot. Two orderlies opened the door and pulled out the stretcher. A frail, elderly woman lay on the stretcher, gasping for breath, making wet, gurgling sounds. Severe pulmonary edema, Morris thought, as he watched her take it into one of the treatment rooms.
I hope he's in good shape, Ellis said.
Who?
Benson.
Why shouldn't he be?
They might have roughed him up.
Ellis stared morosely out the windows. He really is in a bad mood, Morris thought. He knew that meant Ellis was excited. He had scrubbed in on enough cases with Ellis to recognize the pattern. Irascibility under pressure while he waited, and then total, almost lazy calm when the operation began.
Where the hell is he?
Ellis said, looking at his watch again. To change the subject, Morris said, Are we all set for 3:30? At 3:30 that afternoon, Benson would be presented to the